USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And another United States journalist has been caught in the line of fire as a Fox News camera person was killed and a correspondent was injured in Ukraine shortly after the death of a freelance journalist who was also covering the Russian invasion. Fox News's Pierre Zadorowski was killed while working alongside Fox News State Department correspondent Benjamin Hall when incoming fire hit their vehicle outside of Kyiv and it exploded. Zadorowski had covered stories in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria for Fox News. A suspect has been arrested after accidentally shooting and killing a pregnant 17-year-old inside of a moving car in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. WABF Television reports that Chad Blackard was booked in connection to the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Carrington Smith. Blackard faces several charges, including negligent homicide, third-degree feticide, and illegal use of a weapon. This is USA Radio News.
How does Balance of Nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Philadelphia police say they arrested Gary Cabana, the suspect in a stabbing inside New York City's Museum of Modern Art, after he was found sleeping at a Greyhound bus station. Surveillance videos released by police show the suspect, who stabbed two employees, leaping over a counter near the entrance with a knife in hand and proceeding to attack the workers. New York Police Department identified Cabana as the suspect, saying he allegedly committed the double stabbing just one day after his membership to the museum was revoked. A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their deaths. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
It looks like homeless shootings in both New York and the District of Columbia have been tied together.
The mayors of New York and Washington, D.C. are seeking the public's help in finding a gunman that targets homeless men sleeping on the streets of their cities. At least two people have been killed and three others have been wounded in less than 2 weeks. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says a lot of detective work helped to produce good images of the suspect.
Both police departments have released photos of the suspect, and we are working urgently with our federal partners at the ATF to locate the individual.
New York Mayor Eric Adams decried the violence as a cold-blooded attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new poll finds that most Americans are feeling a little more confident dealing with the waning COVID-19 pandemic as the restrictions end nationwide. An Axios poll found that 64% are in favor of lifting pandemic restrictions as the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths drop. But 3 in 4 say they would go back to wearing a mask if a new variant broke out where they live. About a third of Americans, 32%, say they've already returned to pre-COVID routines, with another 23% expecting they will return to normal within the next 6 months. A judge in Florida has agreed to make permanent the order that prohibits the release of photos, video, or any other records related to the death of comedian Bob Saget. Saget was found dead January 9th in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. He had performed in the area the previous night as part of his stand-up tour. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.